Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Stan Sinclair, Dean of the VA Learning University and Chief Learning Officer at the Veterans Health Administration. Joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Greg Greben.
Stan, we understand you are conducting some benchmarking research on employee learning and training. What have you found so far?
We have put quite a bit of value and effort into benchmarking some of the best practices that we see going on across the country. We looked for organizations that are similar size to us, over 200,000 employees, with the same problem of having to get employees in the position of receiving learning in that type of environment. So keep in mind 200,000 employees and multiple locations of those employees. What we have found at the companies that we have visited is all of them are in the business of trying to provide at the fingertips the knowledge that employees need to do their job. Just-in-time learning at their fingertips. They've moved away from large classrooms. They've moved away from bringing individuals together on a recurring or a regular basis for large conferences and trying to include training. What they have moved toward is an environment that puts that learning opportunity at the fingertips.
How is the learning and the training preparing VA employees to serve customers better?
One of the things that we spent a lot of time on in the VA is customer service. And what we want to try to do is to provide more information to our employees about the VA in general. We just completed several One VA conferences around the country where we brought together VA employees with the intent of learning more about our whole organization. When you find yourself as dispersed as we are with as many employees and as many different administrations, including the National Cemetery Administration, Veterans Benefits Administration, and the Hospital Administration, we really don't know very much about each other. So as a One VA initiative, we found that it's important for veterans coming to us, seeing us as one organization instead of three different ones. So we've recently put out an orientation program for new employees. We're also inviting any employee from any administration to go to this because it does begin to talk and give you the opportunity to learn more about One VA. Another thing that we have done is we have developed a learning map, which is not just for our employees, but it's one that veterans can use. And it gives you an opportunity, it's kind of like a Monopoly board, of coming in and it takes a couple of hours, but you can learn about what's going on across the department on this learning map. So those are a couple of things that we have done. And we in VA really do take a great deal of pride and honor in serving our veterans, and so customer service is very important to us.
What kinds of activities have you undertaken to make employees more comfortable with the technology involved in distance learning?
We're trying to provide training wherever we can. Keep in mind, we're on the brink here. We have not really started we do have the three channels, but we don't have a full-time broadcast going. We are taking time to train anyone that's going to use the system because we do know what makes a successful broadcast. On the electronic learning side, we have several classes now. There are a lot of mandatory type classes that we have in the VA, patient safety, things like that. And we've done quite a few of those in an electronic environment, and they've been very successful. One of the things that we're also looking at, and I think it's important, is we want to know if the training makes a difference in performance. So linking learning and performance is one of our critical success factors. To do that, we are looking at, we've got a contractor that's working with us to look at our return on investment, to help us learn how to build in factors as we're building curriculum to make sure that we're going to meet our learning objectives and that the learning experience will result in improved performance.
Earlier, you spoke of partnering with other distance learning organizations, universities, and even other government agencies to provide additional courses and content and technology. How will these partnerships work?
The way we're trying to set it up at the VA is that we are partnering both with government agencies, private organizations, colleges, universities, to put together a learning environment. We want to take the best from all of those entities and put it together in an electronic environment. What you might see if you were a VA employee is when you would go into your system and click on the VA Learning University icon. keep in mind, the VA Learning University is clicks, not bricks. All it is an electronic environment. But from there, you could go in and search for a particular class or broadcast that you want. You'll be able to go down and scan the schedule that the satellite broadcast has going at that time, as well as see what might be coming up. You'll be able to go down into an e-learning environment to where you can sign up and take courses from high school classes to self-improvement courses, certificate programs to degree programs, all in an electronic e-learning environment. Or you'll be able to go down into our traditional learning areas, to which value would be covering the cross-cutting opportunities. But then we would have a listing of all the other courses that we offer across the department. So if you wanted to take an accounting course, literally you could go in through the search engine of the system and you'd be able to see all that's available and make choices. One of the things that we've discovered at the VA is the average age of our workforce is not folks just right out of college. So we can't just turn everybody immediately into e-learning or to satellite learning. We're going to maintain that other environment because we realize that there are many opportunities where we still will need face-to-face. But what we're trying to do is to put together a package here that will offer employees choices and managers choices. Travel dollars are very scarce. So maybe instead of sending folks away for a week and taking them out of the job, they'll be able to come up on the individual development plan with a way of taking advantage of satellite broadcast and e-learning opportunities to make the learning opportunities happen.
I understand you're currently implementing a management system to help control the department's education and training resources. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. We have a product going that we're currently developing that's designed to basically, if you decide you're an employee and you go into the learning icon and you decide you want to take a course, whether it be in the electronic world or over in a classroom course, you'll be able to go in and register for that class. If it requires any preparation, you'll be able to give that or take care of that. And then in the end, when you're through taking the course, it will update your electronic personnel folder. So what we found is there's a real need. When you have 200,000 plus employees all over the system, there's a real need of knowing how the system is being utilized and who's taking the classes. So this is a way of taking that responsibility into a technology environment.
Is there a linkage to an individual's development plan?
Yes, there will be. It will house an individual development plan. At this point in time, that product is being piloted in several of our hospitals out in the West, and I hope that by the summer we'll be putting that out across our entire system. I know it sounds funny, but if you have a learning situation opportunity, if you don't make it convenient, if you put it in a situation also to where employees don't have choices, it really makes it more difficult. I think that employees will be able to see the courses, see the opportunities, plan that with their supervisor, sign up and take it, and it will also begin to change the culture. The single biggest issue that we're dealing with is the culture of learning in VA. Again, the average workforce being older, we're mostly traditional learners. We like face-to-face. And so we're going to be doing a lot to try to give others, everyone, opportunities to learn in different modalities.
Who's the ultimate owner of that system? Is it human resources, value?
Value is the ultimate owner of that.
Could you tell us more about the VA Knowledge Network?
One of the things that we discovered when we were doing our benchmarking ideas and looking at those, there were two pieces around the knowledge network that came up. One was that we noticed that many successful companies use satellite technology to do training. And so what we tried to do was to put together a system that would allow us across administrations to take advantage of that. The other issue there is that we wanted to improve our communications. And so we're trying something that's a little different than what other companies might be worried about. I mean, we really are also using it to take advantage of improving communications in our organization.
Well, it's time for a break. We'll be back with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Stan Sinclair.